Welcome to this week's edition of The Green. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. After years of fits and starts, the long-awaited DE Turf Sports Complex finally opened last year in Frederica, 4 years after its initial groundbreaking and some 10 years after it was first proposed. It was built as a venue that would drive tourism to the first date by hosting a wide variety of sports tournaments, particularly youth tournaments, in soccer, field hockey, even ultimate frisbee on its 12 artificial turf fields spread over 84 acres. The idea to bring athletes and their families into Delaware to stay at hotels and spend their money. Nearly a year later, how has DE Turf delivered on that promise? And what's the outlook for its second year in business? I had a chance to check in with DE Turf Executive Director Chris Giacomucci this week to discuss where DE Turf stands. So last year when you opened up, you were saying at the time you expected to have 20 tournaments. How did that pan out? And how did year one match your expectations in terms of facility use and how it operated?
It was fantastic. So yeah, we ended up with about 20 events for 2017, and you know, our focus on 2017 was obviously, you know, building the facility itself, was, you know, finishing up construction in the first quarter of the year, and to be able to be open by April was a big success for us. In addition to that, we're developing the organization, we're developing our program offerings, et cetera, et cetera. So what we had unveiled was the 2018 schedule, which features about 50 events for this year across a multitude of sports, largely soccer, field hockey, lacrosse. We also have some pretty big ultimate frisbee events coming down the road, and some 7-on-7 football, and even some 5Ks. So we've done some 5K events before, which have been very successful, and we look forward to adding more of those to our tournament and event schedule. The impact, we're very pleased with 2017, and now we're really hitting our growth period, which is really an exciting time for us at DE Turf Sports Complex. And we really look forward to what's to come in 2018.
Do want to talk a little bit more about some of the things in 2018, but first, looking back on 2017, and in terms of the economic impact, I know when you guys were launching, a study suggested that you guys could have an impact of $18 million per year, have upwards of 500 hotel rooms booked for each tournament that you did host. Is that playing out as you expected after this first year? Are you seeing those numbers reaching what you hoped they would?
Yeah, we are, and we conducted an analysis, of our hotel reports. So we actually we generated 3,474 hotel rooms booked in 2017 across the 20 events. 82% of that was in Kent County hotels, and then the rest was across the rest of the state. We're very pleased with how 2017 has, came about and finished up. We're really looking forward to 2018. We have some, not in terms of not only the quantity of events, but also the size of the events themselves. We have, several more tournaments this year of, 80 to 100 team tournaments plus, than we did in 2017. So that's a significant, growth factor right there.
I was going to say, you guys were saying that you had last year, 900 teams from 22 states in Canada attending events. That's a pretty strong reach in 1 year, and you're saying you think you can even extend that reach even more so in the coming year and years to come.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, we fully expect to. Our goal, the 2018 calendar, is kind of a preview of sort of what we expect to host sort of year in and year out at DE Turf. Like I mentioned, we're hitting our kind of growth period with the organization, but we fully expect to be operational with having events and activities virtually every weekend, from as early as President's Day weekend this year and running all the way to Christmas. We really strive to be a year-round facility, and having turf fields allows us to do that, allows us to weather the elements. We're really looking forward to, 2018 and even 2019 and beyond is what we're currently working on right now, actually.
And I imagine, beyond the numbers we were just talking about, the biggest thing for you guys is how those who actually come to play at DE Turf feel about their experience here. Good reviews obviously would drive more tourneys to want to come here. What kind of feedback have you gotten from the tournaments that used the facility last year?
Phenomenal feedback. We survey spectators, who patronize the venue. We ask them, questions regarding every aspect of the facility, what they liked, what they didn't like, really out of, you know, kind of a five-star scale. Majority of all of our reviews are 4.5+ across the board in terms of our concessions, in terms of our parking, in terms of being able to offer Wi-Fi and amenities like that. Our location, access to the beach areas, and access on the major highway here on Route 1 to get to the hotels is fantastic. So, you know, we were really encouraged by some of the research that we did surveying all of our spectators from all of our tournaments in 2017. And, you know, we take that information and want to make sure that, you know, it gives us an indication that, you know, we are establishing a brand. And that's what's important to us because, you know, having a quality facility with great customer service, the amenities, that's what's going to keep these teams coming and registering for our tournaments, you know, year in and year out, is the quality that you provide them.
I know there were some concerns about the traffic and the access to DE Turf. How did that go, especially during some of the bigger events?
I really do have to give kudos, and I'm being extremely honest when I say, you know, working with the Department of Transportation and DelDOT's traffic team, Mike Rivera, they've really done a fantastic job. It's been a great partnership. You know, what we really have to do is, you know, from a safety standpoint, you know, given the amount of traffic and cars, which we average, you know, 1,500 cars a weekend coming into the facility, and that's coming in different shifts throughout the day, you know, so we factor in timing of everything in order to prepare a traffic pattern that really allows traffic to stay fluent on Route 1. And we send all the cars down to the Thompsonville exit, Route 79, and then the cars basically make a long U-turn and come back into the facility. So all of the responses were, you know, hey, that really wasn't that bad. and we actually take great pride in that. And we, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, finishing up the South Frederick Overpass project, which is progressing very well. And, you know, that'll just allow better access to the facility. And but in the meantime, DelDOT's been great. They've done a phenomenal job and a really minimal impact on the parking, honestly.
And any lessons you learned last year, things that maybe that you didn't expect that you kind of found out about and have been able to kind of work on or address as you move into this second year?
There's always little tweaks on, you know, traffic flow. And, you know, we manage the parking lot, so making sure that we're doing an efficient job of getting cars in and out of the facility. You know, and all of our reviews of parents, you know, have said we're doing a great job of that. We work with local nonprofits and high schools to recruit volunteers to, and we give donations to those organizations for their time to help us with parking and things like that, and, you know, cleaning up after a long weekend at the facility. And it really, you know, it allows us to work with the community. And it also does a service for DE Turf, you know. And then really, what our focus right now is, you know, we've learned from, you know, folks, and we've had some you know, events under our belt. So, you know, we're looking at trying to fundraise for a pavilion. We are working on fundraising for a playground, and just added amenities and features that we can add to the facility to really improve, you know, the quality. You know, for our visitors who are coming to DE Turf.
You mentioned the money aspect of it. I know last year you inked that 3-year deal with M&T Bank as a sponsor to give you kind of a solid foundation. How do you feel about sponsorships and some of these other fundraising efforts you're making, putting you know, where you need to be on a fiscal sense?
You know, our business model really is, it's about as simple as a business model as you can find, you know, and it's a sound business model where we, you know, we utilize sponsorship and corporate, you know, partnership revenue to help offset operational costs. And what that allows us to do is the revenue from tournaments and camps and clinics really goes towards paying back our, you know, our debt service. And, you know, right now, you know, we're doing a great job with sponsorships. You know, the community is there. You know, we've been able to bring on some core partners who see us as a 501c3 nonprofit organization, see the work that we do, and believe in our mission statement. And, you know, that's why, you know, we have, you know, First Aid Orthopedics, ATI Physical Therapy, Bay Health, the Delaware State Tourism Office, Wesley College, Axia Management. So really some major, you know, core partners who are willing to invest in us and believe in us. And that really has allowed us to be, you know, really successful in these early years.
And you're looking ahead to this year. You mentioned that the 50 events is the big one, that 2018 U.S. Lacrosse Youth Nationals. Is that maybe the showcase piece of this coming year?
You know, to call DE Turf the home of the U.S. Lacrosse Youth Nationals, it really means a lot to our organization and our facility, and putting us on the map in terms of the, you know, a national sports complex attraction, you know, where we can bring in the best events and we can bring in, out-of-state visitors from 22 different states and Canada. In addition to the U.S. Lacrosse Nationals, which is going to be August 2nd to the 5th, we will also have another event called the National Lacrosse Classic, which is a showcase event. So individual players, boys and girls, are invited to participate in it, and that's going to have about 2,500 athletes and 2,500 families. What's unique about that event is it will be July 16th through the 19th, so the impact on our hotel industry locally here is felt throughout the week. You know, it's not just weekends, you know, and that's a great opportunity for DeTurf to serve the local economy by providing weekday business. You know, it's not all about the weekends, so that is probably one of the largest showcase events probably in the country. And then in addition to that, like I mentioned, we have a surplus number of different tournaments that are averaging. We have an event coming up right now in March, the APC Cup soccer tournament. We have 110 teams coming in March, you know, and that's 110 teams staying in hotels. They're all from out of state, and it's pretty, it's a pretty remarkable event. And, you know, it's all about selecting the right event partners, and that's my job, is to work with the right groups and recruit the right tournaments that are going to have that impact and bring that type of exposure to DE Turf.
At the same time, you do have some focus on local athletes and local sports, and I know one of the things you guys were highlighting was high school play days that are open for schools across the state. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
We do, and I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, our focus is to be able to open up the facility throughout the calendar year for a number of different high school play days. And you know, what play days are is high school teams can sign up and participate, and it's a great way for them to kind of kick off their season, to kind of get some games in before the regular season really starts. So we really enjoy working with the DIAA and the coaches association to help put these events on. And you know, we have the Delaware Icebreaker Girls Play Day coming up. I think we've got about 20 teams registered already from all up and down the state. And, you know, our facility is not exclusive to just travel youth tournaments. That's a big part of it. But, you know, we also want to make sure that we are servicing the local community needs and creating opportunities for our local athletes here in Delaware to have the opportunity to play on our fields, and which are phenomenal fields, you know. And our goal is, you know, as years go on and through the generations with our programs that we offer to the local community and offering play days and opportunities for high school and local colleges to play, we'll just hopefully, you know, grow the interest of sport in Kent County and the state, and create better athletes, you know, for, you know, in our school districts. So there's a lot of positive benefits coming out of our facility.
Thanks to DE Turf Executive Director Chris Giacomucci for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us. Delaware Public Media science reporter Katie Pikus has more on the clinical trial for Incyte's new drug to treat a rare blood cancer. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.